son.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
Blacks off.
I will look for you.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
I will find you.
Are you incapable of restraining yourself, or do you take pride in being an insufferable know-it-all?
And I will kill you.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Somebody peed my pants.
You are a sad, strange little man.
He's had a change of heart.
A lot of good that'll do him. He's still got the same face.
All I know is that first, you've got to get mad!
A fellow checker, eh?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
I'm very happy about that.
Surely you can't be serious.
What do you want? You want the moon?
You get nothing!
Nothing? Nothing? Nothing, tra-la-la.
I drink your milkshake.
Ready at the spot.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Wow.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
All right, I'm in.
It only comes out the same way, and I was wondering, since I'm only a puppet, is it possible that...
Well, don't you even say it. Look, as someone who's very down to third with my own Wamba, I must tell you, what we already said is...
What, were you back in this theater again?
Oh yeah, I still hear it smell, just like yesterday.
Oh, just when we were kids, but we're not kids.
We're not now.
Okay, everybody quiet. Quiet. Good grief, God. Okay. So,
He said quiet, everyone!
Yeah, they heard me. They quieted. Everybody was silent.
You're welcome.
Go on. Okay. So, I'm happy everybody was able to show up. This has been a long time coming. 6 weeks. It's been intense. So, I greatly appreciate it if no one would interrupt me talking right now.
Anyone interrupts him, that would suck. He's been working on this for 6 weeks.
Alex.
Some would say too long.
Alex.
I mean, some would say well past the award season in the first place. Like, why is anybody even talking about this still? Anyway, go on.
Okay, let's see what's next, because I lost my
As an example,
thought.
Don't do what I just did.
Yes, they know. They Alex.
Sorry.
It's okay. Just sit back down. So, if anybody has any questions, just please refrain from asking. Just stick to the script, please. I'm going to make sure everybody's here, so we're going to do roll call. Okay. All right, I got all of these in alphabetical order because everything needs to be... All right. Alex the Projectionist.
Present.
I kind of knew just for the sake of...
I'm here to set an example for others.
Present. Check. Okay, next is Bonnie Reese.
Present. Where are the hot pockets?
Bonnie... You're not getting the Hot Pockets. I just dry cleaned your tux. You're gonna spill Hot Pocket juice and
but
oils.
But I promised some Hot Pockets.
No!
How else was I get him out of the room?
Bonnie Reese, just get your head in the game, okay?
Oh.
Next, we have Brom, the 3-foot bat. Jeez, good God!
Just stretching, real quick. Brom here, present.
Dude, you're gonna take someone's eye out with that. Present. I can't afford that. Can't afford that on the show.
Okay.
Just simmer.
To be ready.
Just simmer.
Please.
And next we have my mother figure, Candace, the lost and found basket of clothes.
Oh, hello, Peter, dear. It's so nice to see you.
Oh, it's nice to see you.
How are you feeling this evening? I just wanted to check in with you because you look a little stressed.
No, I'm not stressed.
Oh, you do, you look a little stressed. You got that stress vein in your forehead. It's fairly pulsating, like a little wriggly worm.
This? No.
It is.
No, this is a pimple. It's a pimple.
Oh,
it's a big pulsating pimple.
That's lovely.
Thanks, okay. Next, we have Children of the Corn.
Yeah! Children of the Corn! Rip it away! What's up, my
Boys, please, forgive my children. They speak when they should listen. My name is Don Vito Corleone. I'm here today to represent the Children of the Corn and the Popcorn families. I'm quite honored to be here. on this the day of the Poppy Awards.
Thank you. Thank you, Cornfather.
Okay. Of course.
Next, we have Daryl, the English popcorn, a.k.a. Poppy's understudy.
My name is...
Yeah, we know that I just said Daryl. I introduced you, so we're just looking for, like, a present or here or happy to be
an
here.
An affirmation that you can.
Yeah. Next, we have Derek, the popcorn.
Present! And I got trampolines for anyone to watch.
No one wants to hear the trampoline thing. No one wants to hear the trampoline thing.
Present, I'm present.
Thank you. It's all I'm looking for. Okay, and everybody.
I promise.
From now on, this is what I thought this would have been clear just by asking it. But all I need from all of you is to just say here or present. I feel like I'm a broken record, okay? But just, even just raise your hand. That's fine. Just don't even say anything if you don't want to, but at least acknowledge that I'm acknowledging you, okay? Great.
Nobody doesn't like trampolines.
Eric. Next, we have Ed the janitor. It's okay. You don't have to finish. It's okay. Ed.
Here.
Ed. Okay.
I'm here, baby.
Wow. See, that's what I'm looking for. Just simple, to the point, you know, no time wasted.
No, it's not.
Do you want to? Here. Here's a chair. Here, sit down.
Gonna do a lot for you.
Okay, and Elliot, the puppet.
Oh, sorry. I am here.
Dude, are you being right now? This is supposed to be like a huddle meeting. Like, you don't see in the movies that in the middle of a huddle, you know, circle up, that people are just, like, snacking on blueberry sandwiches.
Well, no, blueberry sandwiches are kind of like my signatures.
Never mind. All right, moving on. And Garf.
I'm Garf! Garf over here!
Okay, all right. Checking that one off. We just gotta ride it out, everybody. We just gotta ride it out. There's no stopping this train. Okay. And
I need a shower.
Let's see who's next. Next, we have the Colonel. Is the Colonel here? Ominous. I'm gonna regret this one. Louis the Rat.
Present! I am here from the zoos. I have come to the surface to join my family.
Okay.
To announce
right.
The awards of the year. The past year. 2022.
I want to preface that all you need to say is here.
I'm sorry. Or
just something on those lines. Just a word. Yeah, but you added, there was a hyphen there, and then you added this whole other thing about the sewers, and we know where you were. We can smell it. We know exactly where you've been. Next, we have Mopo, the mop.
Present! Mopo's here, and he's ready to clean and do it. Oh yeah, you said not to say things.
You had it,
when
it was perfect.
It. And I'm not supposed to be representing, what am I?
You're fine. Just lean against the wall. Turn your head in the corner. There you go. All right, let's see who's next. Okay. The Movie House Bros.
Hey! It's us again!
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm Gary.
And I'm Keith. I need you to stop talking. I know you're here. Just don't even say anything. I'm just gonna put a check mark without you saying anything, because I know you're here.
I was promised cheesy. Oh, cheese only sounds good.
Okay, alright. Peter Theater! Is Peter Theater here? Oh, sorry. Present. Okay, Poop Schmigiggle. Is Poop Schmigiggle here? Sorry, you're in the mirror. I can't understand you. You're all backwards. Anyway, moving on. Moving on. Okay, Poppy the Popcorn.
You would have should have said my name first, because...
But it's alphabetical.
I don't care. Okay. It's about me.
It is called the Poppy Awards.
Me.
It is called the Poppy Awards. Again, I just need a yes or a no.
Or a present or a here.
Yes, whatever it is. Just one word, okay? So Poppy the Popcorn.
What?
Okay, that was good. That was one word. All right. And Ragnar.
Ragnar!
Perfect. Thank you, Ragnar.
Present!
Okay.
Here!
Yes.
Ragnar!
Yes!
Present!
Yes!
Here!
Yes!
Yay! Let me see paper.
No, Ragnar, you're
all
right there. Ragnar, get off the paper.
No,
you made it all saggy and soggy and gross and wet and yucky.
Ragnar, sorry.
I'm running out of descriptive words.
Ragnar!
Next up, we have Schmeckle.
Oh,
Well, technically, the only thing you said was here, so I appreciate it.
What?
Next up, we have Sharnold. Shar, are you here?
Of course I am here. I'm right here. You see, I'll raise my hands. I have enormous biceps. Do you see them?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not blind.
Jeez,
that's
man.
Good to
you
see.
You are massive.
I have slightly torn my tuxedo. I need you to sew it.
I gotta do this. I gotta
right
do this.
Now.
Oh, gotta,
get over here. What? I have a needle and thread.
Okay.
Can you get in there?
Thank you. Next time when I ask if you're here.
No. Quiet.
Really? You just told me to be quiet.
I don't want to hear anymore yet.
You gotta make sure that every cell that I make
yes.
is here properly. No, you be quiet. I'm the one. No, you quiet. Peter, I've got this. Sharnold, to be quiet, could you? Absolutely.
Yes, of course, little man.
Why does he listen to you?
Because I have tiny little.
What is that
now, Peter, about? I believe we agreed on a cash settlement for my today's appearance.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
I was thinking about $17 would be good. And free parking, of course.
Well, the free parking.
Also, I heard rumors about cheesy macaroni, so I would like some of this also.
Cool, yeah, we'll discuss the contract after all. I feel like that's. That's logical.
Be careful with
okay.
that needle.
Hopefully this one is better. Just, again, looking for a yes or present. Slyvester Stallion. Is Slyvester here?
I've been looking right at the whole time. I've been sitting right here. I've been looking at a regular horizon. Are you messing with
me? I'm not... I don't think I got a single word of what you said. Alex, don't laugh. He's right here. He's gonna punch me in the head. He'll punch me right here.
Not a point. If I put my fist in your head, you're done. You're done. You're not gonna...
I honestly don't know what you're saying.
Did you just click yourself?
I don't know what's happening.
Sorry.
He said yes, right? He said here. Ow!
But those are sucky, right?
Sock? Socking mouth? Dude, I don't understand. Sock mouth? Alex, what is he saying?
Ow.
Dude, oh my god, you're missing a tooth. You gotta find it. Okay, sorry. Focus. We got a couple more people, and then we're gonna move on. All right. Okay, and I'm just gonna lump all of these ones together because I can't really recall if I named any of you. The Theater Cats. Oh, God. Okay, Alex, could you get a dustpan and just sweep all this up?
I gotta stop.
Ow, God, it scratched me in the head! Oh!
I'm getting the dustpan!
Okay, can you get a band-aid too? There's blood in my eye.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have dust all over my hands and then wash my hands. A 30-minute thing.
Okay, we just got a couple more people on the list here. Can we just maybe... I can
yeah,
just
I got,
close...
I,
I'll
I,
just
I,
close
I,
my
hold
one
on
eye.
A second.
Oh!
Okay, how's your eye?
Oh, that's actually way better. Oh, last but not least, we have, gosh, I can't remember their band name. They've had so many. The two guys in a band.
Oi! Yeah, you don't remember all night.
We don't remember all night.
Yeah, it was the...
With a... And the...
The bomb...
The sheep...
Bombastic sheep.
The,
no, that's not
the,
it.
The light fix... No, the...
The light fixture? Is that it?
Light fixture
time. Light bulb. The light bulbs.
No, light bulb, my dear? No.
No, it's not
that's not
right.
It.
I think we got enough to know that you are here. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you meaning don't talk.
Real.
Butter.
That, I think, wraps everything up. That was the roll call, so I just want to thank everybody for being here.
It's going to be a great Poppy Awards, guys!
Yes, so everybody, make sure you know your lines, your script. Everybody just do your own thing, get into your roles, get into your costumes if you need any help. Just let me know.
Oh, I could use some help with my Rhinestone jumpsuit!
Yeah, I probably should have just put that on you to begin with, because...
Yes, and I got to shimmy properly. It's
you don't have any arms. So I'll sheath it onto you.
Yes.
Okay, we'll just go.
Thank you for the help.
I'm looking for my tooth over here, Peter.
Yeah, let me know if you need help, because this rhinestone suit is actually a little more complicated than I thought. Mappa,
we
might have to glue it on. Is that okay?
Okay.
We should go to...
Anything for style.
Okay, we might need to get the hot glue.
Could you pick me up?
I'll just pick you up.
Okay.
This is just going to go way
faster.
Let's go.
That's...
Little help!
Poppy, you scared me. Ow. Oh my god, I lost a tooth.
Is it because I'm standing on the floor and not saying anything?
No, I got punched by Slyvester. You would have loved it. That's why my tooth hurts, but you did scare me.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good. Oh my god. Wait, what's that?
A wolf?
Yeah.
This giant piece of paper?
With my name on it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is it for me?
Want it?
I mean, if it's for me, I do want
it,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're giving me something?
Uh-huh. I thought of you. And there's a lot of important information.
Did you write this letter?
No.
So you thought of me when you saw a letter for me?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. That checks. You'd have to do that in your brain pattern. That would have to be part of it. Can I read it now? I'm just...
Do it!
I don't even have time
to read it. Yeah, do it!
Forget my tooth, forget this letter. Poppy, now that I have you, Broom, I need you to promise me. But Peter has been freaking out.
He's a totally different person.
Way too long to get this done. The award season is over. But he wants this so bad.
Yeah. You know what I think it is?
Isn't it?
It's a beard.
It's this long beard. Peter's got this long beard.
Blonde.
Long blonde beard.
Beard.
Ugh.
It's gross.
It's making him meaner.
I think it's the source of all of our problems.
Maybe it's the stress from the show and getting it done and actually inviting you to get all of these people, but at the same time.
I think he is a different person.
It smells like soup.
Yeah.
You gotta get close enough, but it smells like soup.
I don't wanna.
Anyway, because this is so important to him, and because I want to get this done right so I don't hear any complaining and whining from him about all the stuff I screw up, I need you to not, you know, do your thing and wreak havoc and destroy and make everyone's life a living hell. I need you to do something different. So I got you a present. It's a pretty big deal, so I need you to take this seriously. If I give you this, Poppy, will you please promise not to screw up the Poppy Awards for Peter?
Are you looking for like a yes or a no?
I was hoping for your catchphrase, maybe, because I love to hear it.
Maybe.
All right, good enough. Here you go. It's a Batmobile.
What?
From the new Batman.
Oh, my God.
You can get it. You can ride it and everything.
Can you open it?
Sure, absolutely.
I'm a piece of popcorn. I can't open it.
I just wanted you to look at the box. And
well, open it.
Okay, hold on. Okay. For a second, I'll look. Okay, gotta find something to cut the box.
Take your twisty ties off.
Okay.
Take him off!
Okay, here we go! Oh, I need some batteries first. Here, the flashlight. You never use this. Okay, hold on a second. Thank you.
Wow, it smells like a brand new car!
What?
What kind of air fresheners in here?
I don't think they apply that to the toy car.
So
here you go.
They got the back power in the glove compartment!
Yeah, and if you turn this button on, like, not flames, but light that looks like flames comes up.
Can you maybe change that?
Like, you can take the flame part off, so it's...
I want there to be flames.
I mean, if you can makeshift some flames, I would do that. But after the Poppy Awards, okay? You can't do anything that's going to screw up the Poppy Awards because you don't get to keep the car.
Did you put the batteries in?
Oh, yeah, they're in.
Cool.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you the car, I'm going to give you the remote. Okay, I need you to promise me you're going to treat this like
which one makes it go?
Really
which one makes it go?
I'm sorry to say it, but which one?
Makes it go?
This one.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
I feel like that backfired. Wait, more importantly, how does Mumbo look?
Oh, dude, he looks fantastic.
Fantastic. Who's that? Wait a second. Who is that?
Theo? Oh, God, you look terrible.
That's right. You thought you could keep me out. You thought you could keep me out of the Poppy Awards. But no. I got the invitation.
Oh.
Shoshana's invitation. I drove 36 hours. I've just been living on beastly energy drinks. I haven't slept, and I'm here. I'm here.
You went through the whole auditorium, man.
I mean, I went through a wall.
What do you expect us to
whatever.
Say?
I thought you'd be really impressed.
You think you could just be gone from our lives forever and come back and have us be excited?
Dude, it's been forever.
What are you talking about forever? It hasn't been that long. What the? No. We just did the last episode. It was I called in from L.A. and it was like a couple
years. That was years.
Was years.
365 days
at
plus
least.
Times two, not plus times two.
I don't even think it was it may have been 2 years exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was 2 years.
I don't think so.
There is nothing you can do right now that can get us excited in this moment.
You destroyed this whole thing, man.
Nobody uses this theater, do they?
This auditorium had 3 movies in it today.
Yeah, because I have a kick butt screenplay, and
wait a second. Okay, so you got an invitation to the Poppy Awards, the one that I sent to Shoshana, and you know that the celebrities are here today.
Well, technically, yes. I assumed that I was her plus one, so I'm technically invited. But you thought... that I wouldn't come.
Theo?
Is Shoshana here?
Theo.
No, she was busy.
Theo,
she had,
Theo you
she's
have
on that
your
sitcom.
Hair. Theo, your hair is on fire.
Oh my God.
Just pat your head.
Oh, what?
That's how I lost my hair.
Okay.
Really?
No. Okay, so.
You can't tell, right?
No. Oh my god. That's... No, you can't tell. We can buzz it off. That's fine.
Shoshana was working. I mean, so I thought I would come. But here's your stupid invitation.
Oh, God, dude, what is that?
It's an onion.
And what?
It's an onion. Glass onion, you know? But it's a real onion. And I put stuff in it, and it's just, if you read in here, I guess it's kind of...
Did you send these to everybody?
It's really wet. I mean, they came, so it worked.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. I didn't know it was an invitation, so I took a couple of bites first and...
Just straight bite.
Is that what that smell is?
I was hoping you would peel it. Oh, but that's what everybody else did. They peeled it, and they used it for cooking, and then found that the words inside were the invitation themselves.
No. Cooking just kills all the nutrients. You gotta dive in there.
Yeah, you smell terrible.
That explains a lot.
So,
there's not one thing that you can do in this moment that's gonna make us happy to see you.
Yeah, maybe come out of the, like, anything.
Or that, just come out of the hole.
Could you maybe just come out of the rubble, so at least we could see you?
We would respect you a little bit more if you were not on all fours.
I think I need to sit down.
Hi, Alex. Peter. You look great.
Cuffy! Oh my god, it's Cuffy! Everybody, come in here! It's Cuffy! Oh my god! Pick him up! Now that we've gotten that out of our systems, I feel like I need to ask Theo, how long are you going to be here? Is this for good? Are you going to stay for the weekend and then ditch us again?
Yeah, that was pretty much what I was thinking. I heard there was a lot of celebrities coming, so obviously I hopped in the car, just drove nonstop.
Is that why your eye is all bloodshot? Like just the one?
Yeah, I didn't pretty much blink for the last couple hundred miles there. Yeah.
Wow.
I was getting tired, so I just slammed back some beast energy drinks. Those are Shoshana's new. They're like kombucha.
I don't want to know.
It's a lot of
caffeine. I don't want to know.
So you understand that the first few hundred miles are just nothing but desert.
Yeah, I got a lot of sand in my eyes. Yeah.
Wait, I still see it in there. Have you not blinked? Oh, God, they're falling out.
It has a sound to it.
Oh, they're all falling out everywhere.
Jeez. Hey, look at that. There's just sand all over.
Look, dude, we've got a lot to do today. It's a very busy day.
I have a tight schedule, and you... Literally coming through the wall is...
By the way, as your stage manager tonight, you literally have minutes before you need to go up and make your speech.
I'm well aware, and I wasn't expecting this whole thing to happen just now.
All right, can I just tell you right now, because of this time frame with him, I actually took a couple minutes away from your schedule, so I'm just going to have to...
Alex?
We have to fit this in here.
Say it one more time and see...
You know, I can put them back, but we've already lost them through this conversation, so we...
Because you brought it up! You brought it up!
You guys. Okay,
yes.
You guys.
What?
Looks like there's a big crowd here behind this curtain, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that really who I think it is in the front
row? Uh-huh.
The most important thing is I brought my screenplay. I was wondering if you could kind of name drop it in your speech. It's really good this time. It's like a really...
Not... Right now.
Sure, yeah, go do your thing.
I'll take care of him. You just go out there and go get on the speech. Come on.
Okay. Do you have the paper for it? Just give me it.
There it is. I told you I had it. Okay. God, give me your ring when I'm your best man. Come on, get out there. I got you.
I want to.
Yeah.
So that beard is, that's like a...
I gotta go, and it's here to stay.
One thing he can't take right now is critiques on his appearance. He has to go out in front of all those people.
I'll blow up. No.
I'm not critiquing. I just think it's really interesting you wear those shoes with that tux.
I'll blow up.
Peter, you're doing great, though. But seriously, did you think about maybe cutting your nails before?
Shut up, Theo, all right?
Going out in public?
I'm leaving now. I'm going to walk away through the curtain.
Look. Let's cut all this. It's really, really nice to see you. But...
I bet it is.
I got this letter from Poppy, and I just wanted to open it in front of you because it probably has nothing to do with you, but this is a moment I thought that I would share with you. We haven't...
Just before you start, I just wanted to just ask a quick question. Alex?
Hold on. Yeah?
I was going to make some copies of my screenplay, right? And I just...
Oh my god. It's written to me from me.
Uh-huh.
Not from the future. That'd be dumb. This is another dimension, Alex, telling me that's not the Peter that I know.
Because of the beard and everything?
Wait, yeah, the Peter. The beard, yeah. Huh.
does look different. I think he's gained a lot of weight since I've been gone.
It's just really not helping the situation, but you're calling these shots.
I don't,
really,
and I do not know about this hair thing. It looks...
The letter's literally almost pointing out all of the same things that you are. He is so ugly right now.
It's pretty, like, and pale,
you know,
right?
And that's, I'm no spring chicken, you know. I barely wash, I use a bucket, I live in a...
Yeah, but I mean, obviously we expect that. You're a projectionist.
Anyway, this guy's sitting here, and he's telling me, I am for sure telling me that that's not Peter, and that that doesn't sit right by me. I can't treat this guy normally anymore. What do you think I should do?
I'm going to think about that. I just need you to tell me where you guys are keeping the copy machine these days, because...
Yeah, we moved that into the basement. Really, really...
Yeah. Like, where down, like, where...
Really far into the basement.
Like, where my dad is, in the cryogenic chamber, or...
Look, here's the flashlight. Just look for it real quick. Just go take care of it, all right?
I'm gonna...
That's downstairs.
Yeah.
I wrote this to myself, and it looks... The handwriting looks really tiny. There's some salt on the paper.
Oh, that's pretty mysterious. I'll see you later.
Thank you. Well, thank you folks for coming. My name is Peter Theater. I am one of the brothers to the Theater Brothers Theater. And I just want to thank my grandfather, Chester Teeter. In 1929, him and his brother, my great uncle, Silas, started this whole thing. This would be, this whole place would be nothing without them. And they built it from the ground up. And they passed that work ethic on to my father and his two brothers, my uncles, Hubert and Edward. And my father, Thaddeus, is such a hardworking man, was such a hardworking man, that I couldn't help but want to be as hardworking as him. And even though that I am not blood related to him, I am adopted. I feel like I am part of him in a very special way. Like a true father and son, or something else, and I don't know. I just feel related to him. And I don't understand why all of this, this entire building is still standing, because for some reason, my brother decided to drive a truck through the building with a gaping hole in there, and somehow it's still standing.
What are you talking about? Get off the stage!
I'm talking about the theater. And Theo, if you're listening, I hope you are, because this speech is now for you. Even though that you didn't talk to me, do anything even remotely related to me, or even want to talk to me for 2 years.
What's the speech you're doing for?
2 years! Nothing! Absolutely nothing! 2 whole years, and he's still connected to this theater. That is the dedication that my father and my grandfather wanted us to have. That's the love we share for movies and for this godforsaken movie theater.
I'm sorry!
No, don't play the music. I'm not done. I didn't get to finish the ending. I was gonna talk about all the people that made it possible. Okay, I wanted to thank my get it. And here to present the award for best mystery is Alex the Projectionist and Daniel.
Hey, it's Alex the Projectionist, the detective, see? And this is Daryl, a British popcorn actor that has had the time to play Sherlock Holmes, right? You played Sherlock Holmes once, right?
Indeed, I did, yes.
Yes, we are both terrain pretend detectives. And we're here to talk about the best mystery of the past year.
You got that right, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. We need this paper here. No one's opened this up, and if anyone's opened it up, we're gonna find out who did it because we're dicks, and that's what we do. The best mystery, and the nominees are...
I'm gonna have you look at this because I'm a piece of popcorn, and this paper is about 10 times as big as me.
All right, I'm gonna grab this real quick. You better not go flying off when I do it. Ah! Okay, here we go. Best mystery. All right, we start with...
I'm back.
Wow, you're pretty quick there. The first one is The Outfit, directed by Graham Moore.
Are you gonna
read the next one? Read it.
You can maybe angle it towards the floor, please.
Here we go. Okay.
See How They Run, directed by Tom George. That's just two first names.
All right, I'm gonna grab it real quick again. Here we go. And Glass Onion, Knives Out Mystery, directed by Ryan Johnson. You're the next one right here, right down here.
Death on the Nile, directed by Kenneth Branagh.
Okay, yeah, I understand that you have to, you know, say his name with a bit of reverence because you're British and he's one of the most famous British actors.
Yeah,
but
what of it?
Those are the three nominees here. All right, we're going to say the winner here. You ready? We're going to give it to you. Just like the real hard truth, we're detectives, Sam.
What if you didn't just throw the ballot on front.
Well, I had to. Fedorama! And the winner is...
I did this myself.
If you want to read this.
And the winner is...
It took too much time. It's Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery.
Oh, you're going to show me the paper.
Oh, it's right here. Right here.
Good God.
Shane.
Ryan Johnson and Daniel Craig.
What's that? Is it going good? Am I good? Is everybody else doing fine? Like,
we're doing fine. Look, as your stage manager, it's my job to calm you down. First of all, your speech was a speech. It was certainly wit. You said it.
It cut me off. The music cut me off. I timed everything perfectly. You cut me off?
I put the music on early. You needed to stop.
Why? I wasn't done.
Did you hear them? They didn't like what you were doing.
Yeah. Brad Pitt called me like a douche.
He said you suck really loudly. Look, I
know he did. And Clooney backed him up afterwards.
You were bad, and I'm here to tell you.
Clooney did!
Here to present the award for Best Animated Feature, Poppy the Popcorn,
my cousin, Demeter Peter, and the Peter Cat.
Meow. Hi, it's so great to be here.
Present the award for Best Stop Motion are the Children of the Corn.
Hey, watch where you going. Watch
Hey,
what are you doing, man? Man, when we present some awards, you guys got that quiz.
Oh, you got it, Pops.
Okay.
No one has got the fuck.
Yeah, you gotta show respect to your corn father.
I got all the respect, Sing.
I need you to open up this envelope for me.
What, too small, Sing?
Okay. Cagney, I need you to grab that corner.
Alright.
Yes, so face, I want you on the other corner. Popcorn, I want you to pull the envelope back. Here we go. One, two, big pull. Hey, watch this, you knocked me over. Salt on my shirt front.
So get out of my way. Just step out of my feet. I'll clean up here, see? Stop leaking.
Yeah, man, keep a little classy. It's a legitimate award show.
The first nominee is Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Directed by Guillermo del Toro and Marcus Christopher Keith Gustafson.
That's real good, Sophie. I appreciate that. Yeah. The next award we got, Mad God. As a woman was also in the writing by Phil Tippett.
The next one we got, When You Were Wild, directed by Henry Selick.
Alright, last but not least, see, we got Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, directed by Dean Fleischer. Yep,
we're gonna find out who the winner is, alright?
I'm gonna tell you who the winner is.
Yeah, I got a little bit.
Oh, you're gonna tell him, see?
Alright, flip it over.
All the time.
Sweating, sorry. That's disgusting. Clean yourself up. You're embarrassing me.
Sorry, I did not think I'd want to sweat to this much.
I am disgusting. Alright, written the winner. The winner is Mad God. Written the record. Photos by Phil Tippett, my friend. What a surprise. All right, come on up, Phil. Get up here, Phil. Come on.
Okay. Do you see that? Yes! Yeah. Someone has to fix that, and it's gotta be me.
It's an old theater. It happens. It's
yes!
It gives a camera.
That one flickering light is gonna ruin the entire show.
If we don't do it, because we can't reach it.
The entire show
is
gonna be ruined!
Well, it's connected. It's a fuse box problem. It's down in the basement. We can ask... Can Theo? He's down there doing it.
How are we going to ask Theo? You got a phone? You want to call him up right now?
I have a phone and I don't want to call him. That'll
exactly. I have to do it. Because if anybody else goes down there, they're going to get lost. I know where the fuse box is. I know what button to push. They're not labeled. I always forget to label them. Just give me the flashlight.
I gave it to Theo.
Are you kidding me?
No, I gave it to him. He wouldn't shut up. I was reading a letter. It was important.
What's
so,
the letter?
I don't want to tell you. You're not you. Just could you go downstairs, please? I'm fine. You're starting to scare me.
I'm scaring you?
Yes!
I'm scaring you!
Yeah!
This light is scaring me! It almost scared the poop out of me when I just noticed it blinking and flickering. Can they hear us?
Can the audience hear us?
Yes!
Yes!
God.
If this was a movie, right now, visually, there'd be a smash cut to the audience listening to us do this very loudly right now. Be from their perspective. You can see it and everything.
And we're a podcast.
I know! You just, okay, look, this lightning will, it's...
I am looking at it,
yeah, okay.
And it's flickering.
You're not yourself.
I'm going to go downstairs, and I'm going to fix this. Just don't move. Just do not, don't move. Just sit down on the chair. Sit down on the chair and do not move.
I don't like to sit, I like to stand and pace.
Okay, can you stand and pace on the chair? As long as the chair doesn't move from the ground. You don't have to do anything. I pre-recorded all of the lines, all the announcements. You don't have to do anything. I timed it perfectly. It's on motion sensor, it's all going to be perfect. It's all going to be perfect. Alex, it's all going to be perfect. I'm going to go downstairs. Don't say anything!
What are we going to pee-poo?
Just do it on the chair. I'm gonna go.
Good, it wouldn't be the first time. All right, I'm good.
Huh?
I got that. Go, you're scared.
I'm going! All
right!
Man.
Here to present the award for best historical epic is Louis the Rat, and wait, there's more to this, in a chariot pulled by a feeder cat. I didn't write that.
Yeah!
Oh, sit down!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Louis the Rat! I'm my friend, the chair of the cat, although we are not really friends. He's more of an acquaintance. I catch him and use to pull my big old device. Yes, I'm here to announce the best hero historical epic of the year of 2020 and the 2000s. Oh, thank you, Fidita Cat, for reminding me of the pre-award announcement banter. Quite a lovely and funny list. And the nominees are... Tim Norton, directed by Robert Eggers. The Woman King, directed by Gina Prince-Bythewood. The Liberal, directed by S.S. Rajumani. All Quiet on the Western Front, directed by Edgar Berg. The nominees are so good. It was such a good year, but there are only two people who want to win.
Peter told me to stand on the chair while he went downstairs to go fix the fuse box, and I'm just trying to be a good boy.
Do you want to come down?
Of course, but I can't, man. The guy's really concerned about this show. He's made a big deal out of it.
I don't think he's going to know if you just step off the chair.
He's downstairs. He'll hear me make steps.
No.
In the basement. He'll literally hear my steps.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Get down?
Uh-huh.
He's been a jerk lately, and if I don't do what he says, he snaps. I just want to get this done and over with, and then maybe we'll get old Peter back.
You read the letter,
I want old Peter back.
You got the letter, right?
You read the letter?
No, you got the letter.
I'm so glad you read my letter, because you read all my mail. I was so hoping you read the letter.
Yeah, I hold it up against the light, so I can read it.
It was open. I saw you read it.
I did.
It's okay. It makes me feel more comfortable knowing that you are secretly reading my mail at all times.
Always.
Always?
Uh-huh.
Even my email. Yeah, I know somebody's doing it. It has to be you.
Maybe.
I love that catchphrase. All right, in the meantime, though.
But it is all up to you.
What is?
Saving it.
Oh, the
saving
letter.
The
yeah,
Peter,
the letter. I mean,
saving
you,
Peter?
So you believe that
it
I wrote... You believe I wrote a letter to myself. And that I'm here to stop whatever that thing downstairs is and make it my Peter again.
Yeah.
Make it my lovey-dovey Peter again.
You wrote it.
I did, yeah.
To yourself.
Yeah, so the bomb said, Dear Alex at the top, and said, this is Alexander the Great. And that's how I signed things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know that's how you signed things.
I know, you read my mail.
And here to present the award for Best Action Movie, we have Sylvester Stallone and none other, Sean.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm very happy to see everyone.
Yeah, I'm happy. Happy to be here, boy. It's looking around the crowd.
5'4".
Exactly.
And those elevated shoes.
The platforms on it, guys.
I can't really understand the words they're saying.
It's alright. You want to just move on with the show? I mean, these people are
I suppose so. Nice. Let's do it. Give me that! This is my envelope to open!
Alright, if you want, you can have it. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Now, today we'll be talking about action movies. Something I know quite a bit about, having viewed hundreds of them at home. Here we are, Best Action Movie of the Year. The nominees are... Iron Man first, don't touch that.
I'm not touching it, I'm just looking at it. I gotta know what I'm reading.
Look at your little baby hands, you offend me.
They're not baby hands, I'm like 70 years old. These are 70-year-old hands.
Well, they look skeletal and disgusting. Baby Assassins, just like that, babies. Baby Assassin, directed by Yugo Sakamoto, my best friend in the world. I love him. He's the best. Yeah, I'm gonna hold it up high.
Okay,
you grab it. Keep away. Keep away. All right.
Really? Okay. Well, my eyesight is not very good. All right. It looks like, from what I can see, we got Violent Night as directed by. He hanging a little bit lower, please. Directed by Tommy Vercola.
Also a good friend. Close personal friend of mine. The third on the list.
You seem worried about what other people are thinking about you. I don't know. There's something about the way you speak to other people. It's very rude.
It's ridiculous.
No, it seems like you got some sort of emotional damage or something from when you were a child. Maybe what you want to talk about, we don't have to do this if you don't want to. You have the freedom, right? The power of the situation.
I'm a star, and this is what stars do. They commit, they come to the show, they read the categories, they win the winners. That's what I do. I'm a star!
Do you want to read it, or do you want me to?
The next film is Bullet Train. It's directed by David Leitch. I'm going to be in this next picture. I'm a big star. My name is Charles. Remember that name.
You know, I was waiting for you to do that. I left you an opening. Open that you would not do it.
You stupid little self-righteous baby man! Get out of my face!
I feel like this isn't actually directed towards me. I feel like this is directed towards maybe your father.
You don't know what you're talking about! My father loves me!
Alright, well, if you're gonna throw the thing on the ground, I'm just... Okay, so we got Accident Man 2. Not number 1, not number 3, but 2. And that's directed by George... and Barry Kirby. Charlo, do you want to do the honors and announce the winner for me?
No, it's all right.
You can do it. You got this, don't worry about it.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it, because I am the greatest in the world, and I will read this award.
No,
I will read it better than anyone has ever read it in the entire history of the universe. And now, here that... Oh, what's this word? You got all crumbled? Oh, I'm so embarrassed right now. I'm so red in the face. Bullet Train! Bullet Train, my favorite! I knew it would win. And here, did you accept the award, is my best friend in the whole world, Brad Pitt. And also my best friend David Leitch. Come up here. Come here.
No, I just want to say that I'm very, very, very proud.
Let me do that.
Hey, y'all. It's Shoshana. And this here is my best friend, Waylon. We're coming to you from the heart of the jungle. Don't be scared, Waylon, because we've got kombucha. We're here squishing up a special batch of my homemade Eye of the Tiger kombucha right between my toes. There's 4 billion itty-bitty organisms in every bottle, just itching to wiggle their way into your body. Shh. Quiet now. Can you hear them? My Eye of the Tiger kombucha is gonna tighten up that gut. Here's a couple of happy folks to tell you all about it. I used to have real bad acne. My face was a mess. Children used to laugh and point. My friends called me Pizza Face. My mother as well, also the Pizza Face thing. One day, my girlfriend says, "You should drink this." I said, "No way, that's pond scum." She said, "It's kombucha." I said, "No way, I can see tadpoles in there." She said, "I lost 15 pounds in 3 days drinking this. It will clear your skin right up." I said, "Let me at it." I gagged it down, passed out. Next day, my skin's clear. Day after that, I've got a deep tan. Day after that, my skin's glowing. In the dark. I can walk around in the dark. I don't need a flashlight. My girlfriend says, "I'm worried. I don't think that's healthy." I said, "I don't need you anymore. I've got amazing skin. Thanks to Shoshana."
Real low energy. I used to live in the basement, in my parents' basement, and, you know, they say, "Get a job," and I'd say, "I will," but I couldn't get up. So basically, I took it, and then my energy went up. I started working out again. I started feeling good. I got a new job. I got married. I bought a house. I bought a new convertible. And then, you know, everything was going really good, except the only problem, the only downside, really, that I could think of is that I want to fight all the time!
My wife is an award-winning gardener. Her tulips and orchids are enormous. One day I asked her, "How do you get such results?" She said, "I use this amazing new thick drink that I bought from this strange man with a pushcart. It's called kombucha." I said, "Isn't kombucha for human consumption?" She said, "Don't be ridiculous. This stuff looks disgusting." I said, "No, let me try that." I did. 2 weeks later, I felt 6 to 8 weeks younger. My arthritis, which had been troubling me for quite some time, began to clear up. I noticed I was more flexible than I had ever been before. I was able to bend my arms forward and backward. In fact, I have no restrictions on my movement at all. I can move them in any direction, flop them around like a small octopus. I can wrap my arms around her like an octopus and pull her close, and she says, "Please, it's slightly disturbing," and I said, "No, go with it." Now every time that strange man with the pushcart comes around, I buy at least 3 2-liter jugs from him. I feel like a new man. In fact, I don't even feel like a man. I feel like an octopus man.
Some people have had changes in behavior, hostility, agitation, depressed mood, suicidal thoughts, or actions after drinking Shoshana's Eye of the Tiger kombucha. If you, your family, or caregiver notice agitation, hostility, depression, or changes in behavior, thinking, or mood that are not typical for you, or you develop suicidal thoughts or actions, anxiety, bubble gut, panic, aggression, anger, mania, hot snake, abnormal sensations, hallucinations, paranoia, or confusion, stop drinking Shoshana's Eye of the Tiger kombucha and call your doctor right away. Some people have serious skin reactions while drinking Shoshana's Eye of the Tiger kombucha, some of which can become life-threatening. If you have these symptoms or have a rash of peeling skin or blisters in your mouth, stop drinking Shoshana's Eye of the Tiger kombucha and get medical attention right away.
Call 1-800-SHOSHANA today. That's 1-800-SHSHNNA Shoshana today to start your kombucha journey. Just don't call me after 7 or before 9 a.m.
Here to present the award for Best Movie Weapon is Poopish McGiggle and Elliot.
Mirror out here. Why didn't we do this before we announced? So now everybody's looking at me weird.
Oh, I can't understand you. You're all backwards and weird and stuff. Oh, you want me to pull you out of the mirror? Oh. Okay, hang on.
Oh, thank you so much, Elliot. That really hurts, but I appreciate your efforts.
Man, it's all good. It really helped that you did charades in the mirror so I could understand what you meant. It was a bit confusing, though, because I also saw my reflection and I was in the way of what you were trying to charade to me.
Well, I appreciate you understanding what I meant. I've had many practices charading in front of the window of my ex and a house to get my kids' attention. Oh. It's worked many times in which I've gotten them gifts and they've given me money. So, we're here to talk about the best movie weapon, Elliot. How do you feel about weapons in general?
I'm a pacifist, so I don't really do the whole weapon thing, like, at all.
I'm not allowed to see my children because I picked up a ball and threw it against the wall, and the judge said that was a weapon indeed.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm working on it, Brenda.
Well, I guess anything can be a weapon, and I appreciate that in movies.
But not like these weapons. One of these weapons will be the best weapon. And the best movie weapon nominees are Santa's Skullcrusher from A Violent Night,
Naru's Tomahawk from Prey,
Wayman's Hitpack from Amadei, Everywhere All at Once,
Jealous Stormbreaker from Thor, Love, and Thunder,
and the Nightblade from The Northman.
Ooh, I like that guy, he's big.
He's naked.
And the winner is Wayman's Hitpack.
Oh, and here to accept the award, Kay Huey Kwon and Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, congrats.
Whoa, 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 hey! Cut that out! Stop! Easy!
Copies,
all right? And then I'll leave you alone. So, wait, no, no!
Comedy Greenway!
And here to announce the best comedy is Cuppy! Give him a round of applause.
Hey everybody, it's me, Cubby. just falling to town. My arms are killing me. All right, so I thought because I'm doing the best comedy today, I'd throw out a few jokes. what do you call an alligator wearing a vest? An investigator. Oh, okay, so that's cool. We got another one. What do you call a lazy baby kangaroo? A pouch potato. Potato. So,
get off the stage.
Okay, so, I guess I'll read these nominees now. So, all right, the nominees for best comedy. We got The Bitch, The Banshees of Inisherin. That's Martin McDonagh, he's the director. Okay, so we got The Lost City, directed by the Nee brothers. That one sounds good. Wonder if they ever found that city. Huh? The next one's called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, directed by Tarn Carmichael. Yeah. good. And Good Bubble, directed by Jada Patel. Jada Patel. Oh, I like bubbles. There was one time, a guy filled me up with milk, and then he, blew in the straw, and it was all bubbly, bubbly, bubbly. It felt good. Tickle. I don't know. You guys, winner is the unbearable weight of massive talent. Yay! We got the star of the movie, Nicolas Cage. Oh, ha! Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
So I think that if I do, well, what am I supposed to do? I've got to stand in this chair. How am I supposed to go down in the basement if I have to stand in the... Oh, wait, I'm off the chair already.
Yeah, you stepped off it.
It looks like my adventure has already started. I don't have a flashlight.
Here we go.
What about, can I take my phone?
No, you're not going to get any service.
I believe you.
What are you going to do with the phone anyway?
All right, what else should I do? Should I put something on? Like, you tell me what to do here, man. This is more fun. It's more fun.
Here, put this on.
Okay, thanks. Okay, all right. Why do you dress me to look all scary when I go down there?
So Peter doesn't see you coming.
Because it's not Peter. Gotcha. All right, sweet.
All right.
Exactly. Okay,
I'll be right here. Don't worry. I will not move a single inch.
Okay, well, if you're going to watch the show, then if I'm going to go downstairs and get Peter out.
Yeah, I'll totally drop down the floor. Yeah, just go down there, slap some sense in your room, and say the word.
How can I say no to a pet tarp like that? All right, Peter, I'm going to find you, and I'm going to bring you home from home.
That makes sense. You got it. Come on. Don't forget to shut the door.
I have to do that.
Here to present the award for best sci-fi film is Bonnie Reese. Take it away, Bonnie. Here to present the award for Best Family Film, we have Keith and Gary, the Movie House Brothers.
Oh, hello, I'm Gary!
Oh, I'm Keith.
Hey, how you doing?
We were just talking.
I met the audience there.
Oh, how you folks doing over there?
How you doing?
You can't real see it good. This light's real bright.
It's right in our eyes there.
Yes.
It's right there. I don't know if that's supposed to be that way.
Are they moving down there?
Ow! Anyway, regardless, it's been a while since we've been here.
Yeah.
Last time we were here, we were turned into Butter Miss Elves by the Real Butter at the Real Butter Theater.
Yeah, I hit that whole puberty thing about twice.
You were pretty weird about it, yeah, sucking on the dead candy cane.
Well, that's puberty for ya.
Anyway, enough of the banter. Let's call our ma and tell her how cool we are.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wanna call her and let her know how proud she should be of us, because we're famous now. We're up on stage. We've got these hot lights on us, you know, real sweaty and...
Yeah, Keith gross. Wants to call Mom, and I, Gary, agree. So call her.
Okay, we'll call her. Okay, let me get my phone out.
I want to impress Mom.
Okay,
she'll make great cheesy macaroni if we impress her.
This face lock thing is screwing me up here.
Well, also, you're ugly. There's that, too. Gary, you know we look alike. We're brothers.
Yeah, we look alike, but we don't look alike. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, we'll see what Mom says.
You're gonna ask Mom if we look alike, or...
No, I wanna ask Mom about the macaroni, and if she's proud of us.
I think the macaroni's a better shot.
Do you think she still has caller ID? Because I think
everyone has caller ID.
Well, she blocked me last time. All the time. She blocked me last time.
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, Ma, it's Gary.
Mom, it's Keith. Remember me, Mom?
Yeah, geez. What are you calling me for?
We're back at that theater.
The theater brothers.
You know, those two chugs turned us
in. You there again, did you?
No. Those two chugs invited us.
Yeah, theater, the chug.
You're the bunch of chugs there. I'm not paying your bail again.
No, Mom. We're fine. It's
Mom,
a good thing.
Mom. Hey, Keith, Mom. Hey, Keith. Yeah, what's up, Gary?
No, you go ahead and ask Mom.
Okay. Hey, Mom.
What do you want, Keith?
Oh, we're not in jail right now, Mom. We wanted to ask you a question.
Okay, fire away.
Well, I don't really have any fire, but...
No. She meant metaphorically.
Oh, hey, Mom.
Yeah, come on.
Mom? Mom?
Hey, Keith.
Yeah?
Oh, what's up?
You go ahead and ask Mom.
Okay.
I'll get me.
Okay. Hey, Mom.
What?
No, hey, Keith. Mom?
Yeah, hey, Keith.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, no, you talk to Mom.
Yeah,
after that.
Yeah,
we gotta do the 9 minutes.
Okay. Hey, Mom?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fire away, Keith.
Wait, okay, I can't, but I'll move past that. We wanted to know, A, if you are proud of us, Mom, and B, if you made that macaroni.
I made the macaroni, yeah.
Oh, good.
Like
that's amazing. Okay, Mom, I gotta forget about that whole other thing. You said cheesy macaroni, Mom.
Yeah, I made the 10 pounds in the big pot.
Yes!
Oh, I love that stuff.
We're gonna feel it in our hearts tonight. Mom, did you put up the cut up hot dogs in there? The way that I like it with the ketchup and the hot dogs.
Well, I know you like it with the vertically sliced cut.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I could like the horizontally sliced. So I prepared a little bit of both for each of you because it's a special day.
Oh goody! Oh, what kind of day is it?
I remember.
My birthday.
My birthday.
Is it? No, Keith. It's Mom's birthday. When is my birthday?
You didn't forget, did you?
Hey guys, the audience is staring at us.
Yeah, some people are getting up.
They're getting up to go.
Hey Mom, we gotta go.
If they keep playing, you'll be less proud.
Hey Mom, we gotta go.
All right, Joe, we're gonna announce the best family film, Mom. We're gonna hang up on you right now.
Okay, bye Mom.
Bye Mom.
Okay, let's go. No one has started off there, dear.
Okay, the best family film nominees are Sonic the Hedgehog 2 by Jeff Fairwood.
Okay, we have Rescued by Ruby. Now it's directed by Kat Shea,
I believe.
Oh, Shea.
Yeah, Lyle Lyle Crocodile, directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon.
Oh, say that two times fast.
Lyle Lyle Crocodile, directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon. Lyle Lyle Crocodile, directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon.
That was
Lyle Lyle Crocodile,
that's
directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon.
Here. Okay, the next one is Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, directed by Dean Fleischer.
Will Speck and Josh Gordon. Sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Wait, no, you should say the Marcel with the shell with the shoes on. That's what you should say.
Nah, that's too hard. And the winner is Sonic the Hedgehog 2!
Oh, congrats! Oh, thanks, y'all. That's one of the best ones out there.
And you can accept the award as Jim freaking Kelly!
Oh, Kelly, I'm such a huge fan! Hey, Jim?
Steps go dark. Okay, I don't know. This is scary now. Peter? Okay, can't find the light switch anymore. I gave the empty flashlight to Theo, left my phone because Poppy told me to. Peter?
If I can make a video show.
Machine stuff! Oh god, it's everywhere! Oh my god! Oh, I was so stupid when it was the celebrities! Oh! Oh god, it's in my eyes! I can't see anything! I couldn't see anything before, but I certainly can't see anything now! Oh god! Oh my god! What? Stop that! Oh, I'm so retarded!
What is that?
Real butter!
On the next, the Real Butter Buttercast.
Oh! 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 Oh